Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we have some exciting and challenging news from the AI world, including record-breaking app launches and important conversations about AI's societal impact. First up, OpenAI's new AI video app Sora has just smashed records with over 1 million downloads in under 5 days. According to The Verge, this invite-only iOS app outpaced ChatGPT's initial growth despite its limited availability. Sora lets users create AI-generated videos and even insert their likeness or friends' faces with a cameos feature. However, the app has also sparked copyright concerns as users generated videos featuring copyrighted characters, prompting OpenAI to give content owners more control. OpenAI is working hard to keep up with the surging growth and promises more features and moderation fixes soon. Building on that, TechCrunch confirms Sora's impressive surge, reporting 627,000 iOS downloads in its first week, just beating ChatGPT's 606,000. Notably, Sora's growth happened while still in invite-only mode and available only in the US and Canada. Daily installs peaked at over 107,000, propelling Sora to the number one spot on the US App Store by its fourth day. Users are using the app to create everything from memes to deepfakes, even of deceased celebrities, which has raised ethical questions. This rapid adoption highlights how AI-generated video is entering the mainstream faster than many expected. Meanwhile, TechCrunch reports on Reflection AI, a new startup founded by ex-Google DeepMind researchers, raising $2 billion at an $8 billion valuation. Reflection AI aims to be America's open frontier AI lab, competing with closed labs like OpenAI and international players like China's DeepSeek. The company is developing large-scale language models using advanced architectures called Mixture of Experts and plans to release its first frontier model early next year. Reflection AI's approach balances openness by releasing model weights publicly, with proprietary datasets and training pipelines. This strategy targets enterprises and governments seeking customizable, sovereign AI solutions they can control and optimize. On a more troubling note, Wired highlights how the anti-AI slur, Clanger, has evolved into a cover for racist TikTok skits. Originally a sci-fi term for robots, Clanger has been used in viral videos portraying robots as second-class citizens, but some creators have embedded racist tropes targeting black people. Content creator Harrison Stewart, who popularized Clanker skits, stopped making them after racist comments targeted him personally. Experts warn these jokes create harmful in-groups and out-groups, perpetuating anti-blackness linked to historical segregation and labor stereotypes. This trend underscores the complex social dynamics AI-related content can provoke, beyond technology itself. Finally, The Verge's Decoder podcast dives into the AI industry's current crossroads, featuring insights from AI startup CEO Kanjin Chu and reporter Hayden Field. OpenAI's recent Dev Day showcased bold visions for AI's future, including new ChatGPT features and agent tools. At the same time, the rapid rise of AI-generated video through apps like Sora is reshaping the landscape with unexpected consequences. The discussion explores whether AI's future will be open and user-centric or locked down in walled gardens, a question with huge societal implications. That's all for today's update on AI's fast-moving world. From breakthrough app launches to important conversations about ethics and openness, it's clear AI is reshaping our society in real time. Thanks for listening to The Prompt by Kuro House. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.